We all struggle. We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Soul, aka the Grateful Dread. Today, I am blessed to be alive. I am grateful. I am hopeful. And it is a beautiful day, man. A little bit of rain on the window, but it's not really raining. It's gonna be a nice day, I could tell. Got my birds out here. Get to spend a couple moments at the beach. Get the opportunity today to get to know God a little more than I did yesterday. And get to become more of who I am. Take a step towards becoming who I want to be. My message today is stay the course. Let me rewind a little bit. A few days ago, I stopped by this store called Hemp in my neighborhood. It's a CBD store. I wanted to check it out. And I wanted to try CBD flower, which is looks like weed, smells like weed, but it doesn't have any THC and it doesn't get you high. It's just supposed to be like relaxing or whatever. So I tried it and it was cool. But all it really did was make me miss being high. It made me miss smoking weed. And then, so I kind of knew, I was like, all right, I don't think I can mess with this anymore. It just makes me miss the high part. And then I started watching Silicon Valley all week. Or for the last 3 days, I've been watching Silicon Valley like crazy. Part of my voice, I don't know why I sound like this. I think my throat is really dry. Let me drink some water real quick. Just fix it. Ah. I don't think that fixed it at all, but it is what it is. So I've been watching Silicon Valley, and they just smoke weed all the time. And it had me really, really like... Damn, I want to smoke, man. I haven't smoked in mad long. I want to smoke some weed. I want to smoke. I feel like smoking. So I called my boy up yesterday, and I'm like, yo, you got any indica? Because I know I don't want to smoke any sativa, because then I go left. But I'm like, he's like, nah, I don't even know what I got, whatever. And I'm like, well, I'm not just about to smoke anything. If I'm going to smoke at all, it's going to be indica, because I don't want to go left. But then I thought about it. I was like, there's more people I can call. But I was like, maybe this guy really just telling me to stay the course, to not smoke weed. Stay on this path that I'm on, because I prayed to break addiction. I prayed to not need weed in my life. And I went in the studio, I did my song, and I was like, yeah, I'm not smoking. I'm glad I didn't smoke. And then this morning, my friend tells me, yo, we still going snowboarding Saturday? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, I'll have some indica then. And I was like, I'm going to tell him I'm not smoking, yo. Because not only do I want to make sure that I establish that now, I want to hold myself accountable. I want him to know that my plan is to stay my course and to stay on my path and not fall back into being a weed head. And I hesitated for a second. I was like, I don't want to tell him. I don't want to make him feel judged. I don't want to be the party pooper. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to make him feel judged in the way I say it. But I'm going to just say, yo, man, I almost backslid yesterday. I was definitely tempted, but I'm glad I didn't. But yeah, I'm not going to be smoking, bro. And he's like, hey, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's proud of me for not smoking. He wasn't disappointed at all. So he's a dope friend. But anyway, like I said, my message today is stay the course, man. If you got a goal, if you got a something you're trying to be disciplined about and you're making progress, don't throw away your progress, man. Because you're going to feel terrible about yourself. I felt really good about myself for not smoking. And I knew what it was. I even told him. I'm like, yo, I know why I'm tempted. I shouldn't have smoked the damn CBD junk. Because I had a feeling it was just going to make me want to smoke weed. I'm like, this look like weed, smell like weed. Like, it's like everything about the process, like the ritual. You still roll it up. It's still like, it's almost like, you know what I mean? Like a prop weed. It's almost like you're pretending you're smoking weed. And it's just gonna, if you had real problems with addiction, don't pretend to smoke weed. You know what I mean? Don't go through the motions and tease yourself like that. It's really not helpful for me. So I learned like I can't mess with the CBDs. And then especially follow that up with watching this show where they're always smoking weed. And I like the show and I'm still gonna watch the show, but it's just something I had to be aware of and say, okay, you're getting tempted, but are you gonna be strong enough to not give in to the temptation? And for me, I'm gonna be honest, I really wasn't strong enough. I mean, I was strong enough to not call other people. But honestly, that was some God's grace stepping in, him saying like, because this dude always has weed, and that's my boy. And he's like, I'm going to make sure he don't have none right now because you're wilding. And when he didn't have any, I knew it was a sign like, nah, don't have it. You know what I mean? Leave it alone, Drew. I mean, you have liberty. You can go do it if you want to, but I'm not encouraging you to. And that's how I took it, and that's how I felt, and I was really glad that I didn't. But like I said, it feels good to stay on the course, man. If you're making progress, if you're being loving, if you're consistently showing up for your kid or whatever you're doing, that you're turning around in your life, stay the course, man. If you're pursuing a goal, you're pursuing a dream, you're trying to improve, you're trying to get in shape, you've been going to the gym for 4 weeks now, keep going. Don't give in to the self-sabotaging ass ego, or the lower desires of yourself, or I don't know what it is. Maybe you're telling yourself, nah, you can't be this good. You're gonna eventually blow the streak anyway. You might as well blow it now. What's wrong with a little of this? What's wrong with not going to the gym? What's wrong with not being consistent on your podcast? What's wrong with whatever? It's like, nah, bro. We doing it different this year, yo. We're not going back into our old habits. We're not gonna go back into being a lesser version of ourselves. We decided we're gonna change this year, right? 2020 vision, we're seeing clearly this year. We're not going to make the same mistakes. We're not going to fall back into the same sabotaging patterns. We're not doing it like that no more. This year, we're going to stay the course. Okay? So, anybody going through it with anything, anybody decide they want to quit drinking too much, or they want to quit weed, or they want to start being more kind, or they want to start showing up consistently, or they want to start doing this consistently, or whatever, stay the course, man. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for the progress you have made. Because that's the thing. Sometimes there's not going to be anybody there to pat you on the back. There's not going to be anybody there to say, Drew, it's dope you didn't smoke in 2-3 months or whatever. Nobody cares. That's a personal journey. But believe it or not, there are some people that do care. But they might not, you know what I mean? You might not see them telling you. And maybe you need a pat on the back. Maybe you need me to tell you, yo, man, congratulations. I'm proud of the progress you're making. Tell yourself that, you know? I feel like God is proud of you. I know he is. Whenever you're doing something to better yourself, your deeper self, that deeper I is proud. Because deep down, you are righteous, you are love, you are the great I am. You have that greatness within you, and you should be proud of yourself. So anybody out there making progress, stay the course. And as always, appreciate the blessing.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yes. Appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.